Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Continuing today with the trip of Blanche Larrabee to Central California. On October 1, she writes, "About 10 o'clock in the night, we were awakened by the wind, taking the tent up in the air and all our clothes and bedding. We made a grab and caught some of the things as they were going up. Agnes and I laughed, and Mrs. B got mad at us, for she thought it was serious. She and Mr. B fixed them a place in the carriage. Pat and I thought we would stay it out on the ground, but the dust got too bad for us, and we took some quilts and got in the wagon. One of us slept on the music box and the other on the canned goods. We got up at 6 and picked up our clothes that were scattered all over the farm. Tried to get a little breakfast. After blowing the dishes off the table a few times, I got mine all on the plate once, and the wind took it and turned it bottom side up. I went to sleep in the wagon at noon. We came about 30 miles, camped near the track, our horses tied to the stockyard fence. Old Prow had nearly had a fit and tears up the ground and the fences. On October 2, we came down the track all day. I always hate going alone along the track, for Proud can smell the smoke of a train 1,000 miles away. Friday, October 3rd. There was a little dirty, half-starved dog that came to our camp this morning, so Agnes had to take it in, and he is a full-fledged member of the family now. I told her that he couldn't ride with me. On October 4, we had a great time getting dressed, as the people at the creamery came so early, so one of us had to hold up a quilt while the other dressed. We ate our lunch on the banks of the Sacramento River. We at last got to Sacramento. We had to drive through town, and we came up over a big high bridge where trains were running under us and beside us, too. Poor Prow had thought his time had come and just put his head up in the air and shook with fear. I knew I could never get him down that place without knocking a dozen streetcars off the track, so I just stopped still, and when Mr. Bowman saw me still on the bridge, he came back and drove down for me. On October 5, a Sunday, the city water is so dirty looking we hate to drink it, only after dark. After lunch, Mr. B took us for a drive around the city. It is a beautiful place. We drove around the Capitol. On Monday, we came as far as Franklin and camped at the schoolhouse, which they use for a church on Sundays. The graveyard was right back of us. Pat and I said we guessed we would sleep there, as we had slept every place else but a graveyard. We had sweet potatoes for supper and slept in the stalls next to the horses. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.